Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's kind of a foggy day. Normally we have some sunshine, but you know what? It's okay because we got some deals that are just going to glisten as we get rolling into the new year. Past year has been kind of strange but good at the Dungis family of autos, and making a return visit, Mr. Paul Harvey.
Good day, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing pretty good there, Paul. How are we doing out there at the Dungis family of autos?
Doing good. You know, just trying to close out the year. You know, we've actually been a very busy week right after the holidays.
I imagine so.
So, you know,
I know you delivered a couple of Broncos.
Got a couple of Broncos. Got a couple of Rangers coming in. Service has been busy. It's been nonstop busy this week. So it's been good for us to close out the year.
Well, sweet. Now that's just great. Now 2022 coming up here.
It's gonna be a big year. I hope things get back somewhat to normal. Whatever that normal looks like.
Whatever that normal looks like, indeed. But in the car business, you know, we've had our share of some challenges with what they call electronic chips,
right,
and things like that. But it has changed somewhat the way folks are buying their next vehicle. But some folks have been doing this all along. And now it's like everybody feels that, hey, why not? I'm going to get the exact vehicle I want by ordering it and doing it, as they say, on paper.
Yes, everything seems nowadays to be on paper or online.
Yeah.
You know, not even just in the car world, but outside the car world, everything's
the world
online.
World in general.
And I feel like the car dealership, you know, is starting to catch up to that a little bit. And I'd say, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say probably 70% of the people are buying it online now. Maybe it's maybe be higher than that.
Yeah, who knows? But even though you can get your car through Dungis online, we can take care of that for you. But the thing is that you're going to get the great service, and you're going to get the great after the sale treatment that you can't get from a dealership that's strictly online.
Right, exactly. Like I said, we pride ourselves off of, you know, having good relationships with people. Something, you know, I wanted to talk about is, you know, we're very community minded too, you know.
Yes, you guys are.
So, you know, just some of the things that, you know, Dungis is involved in is, I don't know if people know this or not, but the Dungis Ford Indians baseball team holds the world record for the longest corporate sponsorship.
Yeah. Guinness Book.
Guinness Books. You know, we have that. You know, we're involved in the Boys and Girls Club, you know, the SPCA, the 4-H, the Mary Martha Outreach, you know, and many more organizations. So a lot of that stems from just the relationships that we build when people come in and buy cars, or people come in and get serviced, and just that everyday conversation.
And, of course, you guys have a great love for the Price Tower downtown, too.
We love the Price Tower. Price Tower is a great place. If you haven't been, you got to go check it out.
Going to drop an olive into the martini on New Year's if it don't rain too hard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I imagine New Year's is probably going to be pretty busy down there in downtown Bartlesville.
Oh, gosh, yes. Gosh, yes. But getting back to the dealership, it is that, you know, hand in glove, community relationships, and relationships with you personally and with your family. And as your family progresses, you don't want to sell just one vehicle to one person. You want to make sure that the treatment is so well received and that the experience is so well received that this goes on for generations. And you know what? It already has, because been around for over 80 years.
It's crazy to see people come in that are like, oh, well, you know, my dad bought from you guys. My grandpa bought from you. My great-grandpa bought from you guys.
Yeah, and it's cool, though.
It's truly a family tradition all around, and it's it's awesome. But we want to be able to have those relationships. Like I said, that's the best marketing for us, is just word of mouth and people having that good relationship, and they say, hey, I bought from them, so you guys should trust them, too.
Well, yeah, there you go. And that works very well right here in our part of the world right here in northeast Oklahoma. So what do we got rolling?
So, yeah, I wanted to highlight, you know, a couple of the new vehicles we have right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, I got a couple Fords here. You know, we got, like you mentioned earlier, we got some Ford Broncos. We got some Ford Rangers coming in, the XLT model. We have a couple Ford Edges, a couple Ford Explorers, and a couple Ford Expeditions. And the cool thing about the Fords, you know, a lot of them are the Ford Blue Advantage program.
Yeah.
What that means basically is every vehicle comes with a 172-point inspection. We have the Carfax vehicle history report, and then a comprehensive and powertrain limited warranties. That all adds value to the new Fords. You know, I mean, that's a good thing. Our Ford service dealership really takes care of people. So, you know, if something happens to your car, which if it's unfortunate, you can bring it in and we'll get you taken care of. And a lot of these warranties will cover a lot of that stuff for you up until a certain amount of time.
And, you know, you keep it simple. And even with this, you know, it's simple. You're going to be covered.
Right.
You're going to be taken care of. Simple as that.
Right. It's so simple. And then, you know, like I said, we sell mainly Toyota, Fords, and Lincolns.
Mm-hmm.
But with the market nowadays, you know, we get Chevys coming in. We get Hyundais coming in. We get, you know, all kinds of brands. But it's mainly Ford, Lincoln, and Toyotas. Some of the Toyotas that we have a brand new 2022 Toyota Camry SE that's getting ready to drop that has highway mileage of 39 miles. We also have 28 miles on the city. It's an Attitude black color. It's 8-speed, you know, auto transmission. It's a very sweet-looking car. And
golly, it sounds like it just runs like a top.
I can speak from experience. I just bought a Camry myself, and my wife made the comment that the cars truly drive themselves nowadays.
I bet she's right.
And, you know, we have one of the base models on it, too, but the safety features are, you know, impeccable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if the lane assist, I mean, it'll truly pull you back over if, it, you know, you get in, you try to cross the lane.
You know, the older I get, the better that sounds.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you drive at night and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's comfortable, too. For it being a sedan car, I mean, you have plenty of space in it. You know, we have a daughter, and so we have a, you know, car seat in the back. I still have so much leg room up front, even with the car seat being right behind me. So, you know, it's a great car. So we got one of those coming in. We have a Toyota Corolla currently on the lot. You know, it's kind of the Celeste color, so it's kind of like a lighter bluish gray.
Yeah.
It's got the lane assist on it, the smart device integration, iPod MP3 input. You know, it's got a backup camera, satellite radio, you know, so you can tune in and listen to Bartlesville radio.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's a great car. It's very well priced, and it's like we talked about before. Toyotas last forever.
Yeah, they do.
They do. I mean, our plan with our car is to have our daughter, who's 2 years old, build. That's her first car, and the Toyota's probably gonna last that long because we're gonna keep it maintained at Dungeons.
You know, I've told my friends that over and over and again. With a Toyota product, it will last you 25 years. With very little problem. All you got to do is make sure that you get it properly oiled, change the tires, check the belts once in a while. Oh, yeah, and keep some gas in it.
Keep some gas in it. Yep.
It'd run forever.
Right. Another highlight I wanted to say on some of the Toyotas we have is, you know, we do have some Tundras coming in, but we have a Toyota Venza Limited that's in. It's a hybrid. You know, the hybrids are very popular nowadays. Just, you know, help save some gas a little bit. And the gas on this on the highway was, I think, 40, and in the city it was 37.
Whoa.
So you're talking about, you know, with gas prices the way they are, how they're going up and down right now, it's always good to be able to save a little bit of money at the tank. And this hybrid definitely helps with that.
Indeed, best of both worlds there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, those are some of the highlights of some of the new ones that we have. I did want to mention we are open on New Year's Eve, but we close at 5:30.
Okay.
And we will be closed on New Year's Day.
Understood.
So, you know, just to get some of those holiday hours out. So the best time to buy is right now. Come in today, come in tomorrow, and let's close out the year on a good deal and start the new year off fresh.
You know something, nothing just seems better than hitting the new year with a new car. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bought a little bit early, but it's still having that new car feeling going into the new year. It's truly a special feeling for sure.
It is. It truly is. I could be a collector if I had the money. You know,
right. I agree with you.
Yeah, because there's just so much good product out there right now. There really is.
There really is. And like we said before, if we had a dollar for every time someone was like, oh, where's all your cars at? You know, we'd all be rich. But the truth of the matter is
in your garage soon. Here's how we do it. That's what you should say.
Oh, yeah. we've been selling these cars quicker than we can get them.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've been selling them from paper people. We've sold from North Carolina to Florida to Texas to California to all the way up in Michigan. Like, we've literally sold all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of our main goals is to be able to take care of the Bartlesville area and take care of, you know, the Tulsa area. And, you know, we want to get more and more customers coming in from our area. So, you know, if you're looking for anything, definitely give us a call or, like I said, check us out online.
You know, Paul Harvey, you know, when I first met you here about a month and a half ago, I guess it was, you told me this story. And there are folks, and I've repeated it, and there are folks who sometimes just don't believe it, but there are folks who've also heard the story, too. The first time you saw it happen, as the truck hit the ground from the transport.
Yes, truck hit the ground from the transport, had a guy happen to pull up at that time.
What?
Said, hey, I want that truck. I'm going to write a check for it right now.
That's how fast they're going, and that's no exaggeration.
No, that's, I was the salesman on that truck, and I'm like...
Okay.
Did this really just happen? It happens this fast?
So, welcome to Bartlesville.
Welcome to Dungeness
Family Autos.
Right.
It does.
So, I mean, I can say that was definitely one of my easiest sales. There wasn't a whole lot of convincing on that one.
No, it sold itself right off the truck. That is just something else.
Well, speaking of that, though, is like, there's not a lot of convincing going on with our salespeople. We're very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the customer. It's not that hassle experience that a lot of people deal with in a car dealership. Mm-hmm. All our salesmen are, you know, non-commissioned salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter if you buy an $80,000 car or you buy a $10,000 car, they get paid a flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have anyone trying to upsell you anything like that. It's
very
laid back. And to be quite honest with you, that's one of the main reasons I enjoy working there. Is because it's less pressure, it's less stress, because everyone has that stigma of how a car dealership works.
Yeah.
And Dungeness truly defeats all those stigmas. I mean, it honestly feels like when you're at Dungeness that you're just sitting on the couch with your family having a conversation.
That's how easy it was when I bought mine. I did a lot of the preliminary stuff online at my leisure. And then when we came in, the young lady who took care of us showed us everything that was going on. And she just wanted to make sure it was a good fit for us.
Right.
I mean, she didn't care about this, that, or the other, or upselling me on this, that, or what. She says, here's what's available. You tell me what's going to fit for you, and then we'll put it together. And by golly, in less than a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. Maybe. We were driving home. And, you know, the thing that maybe took longest was just waiting for it to get completely re-detailed down at the detail shop with Enrique and the guys, because they wanted to make sure it looked and smelled brand new.
Oh, yeah.
And they did the special on that.
Speaking of that, our detailing shop is truly amazing. Like I said, we've talked about last week. Is they make cars just look brand stinking new.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, like with us personally, like, we know we have a kid, and, you know, if you have kids in the cars get dirty pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And Enrique and his team down there can truly turn that around pretty quick. And like I said, they stay super busy, and we're very thankful to them. They're a huge part of our organization, because they help, you know, have the customer have that new experience, you know, coming out. And they clean everything up really great. We really do have a great team at Dungeness. Our service department, detail, and something that we don't talk about a whole lot, but we have too, is we have a body shop.
Yeah, you do. And you got some really top-notch folks there, and you probably could use a couple more.
Oh, yeah. And if anyone's been in Bartlesville long enough, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it happens when people, you know, they hit a deer or there's an accident or something.
No, that never happens.
And, you know, of course, we don't want that to happen. But if it happens, you know, we have a body shop that does a great job of, you know, trying to assess the damage and see if they can, you know, get you up and running.
I tell you what, those hitchhiking deer, that can really hurt you a little bit. You know?
Oh, so, no, it's so crazy.
You need an expert body person to take care of you after that.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't realize there were so many deer up in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
I grew up east of here in a town called Solano, Oklahoma, and there were so many deers there. And I came to Bartlesville, and the first thing my wife said is, like, be careful. Watch out for the deer. The first night we were living in Bartlesville, about hit a deer.
Oh, my gosh.
Over by the college. And I was like, man, okay, you weren't lying. Like, so, but yeah, like I said, in those unfortunate situations, you know, bring them in, let our body shop check it out. And like I said, our service department will be able to help you out, too. And if for some reason your car gets totaled out, we do pretty good about, you know, trying to get you into something new or used or, you know, being able to.
Something good to get around in while we're taking care of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're truly a one-stop shop, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Man alive. And I tell you what, that body shop is great. They're kind of overwhelmed now, deer season.
Right.
But they are really top flight. You got to really be proud of that. Like I said, top to bottom.
Right.
Even when you go in for the basic oil change, you guys and gals will get the little look from underneath. You can tell how the brake pads are going, and they give you plenty of heads up time on what you might be needing down the road.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they do an exceptional job. And like I said, we all work together very well. That's something that I'm very proud to say with our dealership, is everyone works together. You know, sometimes you have a little divide in a company. Sometimes you have, you know, certain departments against certain departments. That's not us. Everyone truly works together. And, you know, our number one goal is to do the best thing for the customer.
We're talking with Paul Harvey, and he is with Dungeness Family of Autos. And, you know, you hit that one right on the head about we all work together because it's all one big family. If you're taking a look at a vehicle, like, say, on the Toyota lot, but maybe you see a Lincoln that you like, or perhaps maybe a Ford, you don't lose that person who's been helping you out. That sales associate's going to stay with you as you cross the parking lots, and there's a reason for that.
Right.
It's because you're all in it together.
Right, and it's not like, hey, we got to pass you off to the next one because, you know, I can't sell over there. Mm-hmm. I can't walk past that, you know, invisible
dotted
line. You know, we truly work across the board, and that's, mm-hmm. I feel like that sets us apart too, you mm-hmm. know, because we have two great dealerships there, you know, well, three, you know, because Lincoln's over there too. Mm-hmm. But we can sell across the board, and all our sales experts are, you know, very educated on all the cars that we have in.
Now, did you tell me that you got some Lincolns coming in, or they just arrived?
So we do have some Lincolns in. Looks like we have a Navigator that came in.
Oh, sweet.
We have a couple used MKZs, and then there's a Lincoln Corsair that was in. So, you know, we're starting to get more Lincolns. We're actually supposed to have a meeting sometime in the next week or so to see what else we have allocated coming in. So next time we are on Car Talk, we'll probably have some more information for you guys on some new cars coming in.
Oh, great, 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 great. Now, you told us about the Fords that are coming in and a few of the Toyotas that are coming in. Do you have any of the Tundra pickup trucks left? Because I know that they made an appearance.
They made an appearance. A lot of them are sold already.
Surprise.
I believe we still have a Toyota 1794 edition truck.
Oh, okay.
That hasn't dropped yet, that isn't sold yet either. Now, by the time I get back to the office, it might be sold, you know, because they work pretty quick on those.
As soon as it hits the lot off the truck, here we go again.
So, you know, if you call in and you know you want a certain vehicle, if we don't have it at that time,
you'll get it.
We do a very good job of following up with you. You know, be patient with us. We'll keep the conversation going with you, mm-hmm. and we'll let you know when we know it's coming in.
Sure.
So, you know, we've definitely pride ourselves on keeping the customers informed, even if it's, you know, a few months out, a few weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to let you know when stuff's coming in, and that way you can be prepared for it.
Are you still looking to buy used cars?
We are still looking to buy used cars, yes. With the inventory issues that everyone's having around the country, you know, one of the popular things is, you know, buying vehicles back. So if you have an extra vehicle, let us come get a free, bring it in, and let's do a free appraisal on it. You know, takes 10, 15 minutes maybe for us to do an appraisal, get you a number. And typically when we give you that appraisal, it's good for 30 days. So it's not like you have to sell it on the spot. Mm-hmm. If you need some time to think about it, you know, run it with your boss or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll give you those numbers. It's good for 30 days. And then we'll see what we can do for you. And also, like I said, trade-ins are very huge for us right now, too. So, you know, let's say you have a 2015 Explorer and you want to upgrade to a 2019 or 2020.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be able to trade in an upgrade right now because trade-in values are pretty high.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, I like that. Now, your used cars that you have on the lot, those have been going pretty fast, too, because demand is kind of high as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I wanted to highlight some of the ones that we have.
Let's do that.
So, on the Toyota side, you know, we have a couple Toyota 4Runners. Mm-hmm. We have a Toyota CHR. We have a Toyota Highlander. So, Toyota RAV4s. And then we also got, you know, some Tundras. You know, we got some 4x2s, some 4x4s, Tundras. So, those... You know, those are some of the highlights of some of the Toyotas that we have. And like I said, we have colors from like red, white, black, gray, pretty much whatever you want. We have it or we have it coming in. On the Ford side, we have, you know, a handful of Ford F-150s available, a couple of Ford 250s. We got some Ford Explorers. We got a Ford Edge, a couple of Ford Escapes, and a couple of GMC Sierras. And then some trades that we just got in. Like I said, we got a Lincoln MKZ in. We got a Chevy Spark in, which is, you know, a very affordable vehicle. So those are some of the highlights of some of the used cars that we have. And like I said, that truly changes every single day.
Oh, I bet it does. I mean, you can't even take the pictures fast enough once they get turned around and put them on the internet.
Me and one of my sales associates this morning were just joking about that. It was like online we had a couple cars that said pictures coming soon, and then people were getting deposits on them already.
They didn't even see it.
Didn't even see it. And pictures aren't even up online yet. But people just see what the car is going to be.
Oh, wow.
And calling and putting deposits on it. So like I said, it is crazy right now.
Crazy good.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to, I want to circle back around to service. Do we still have that nice, sweet price on the tire rotation and the oil change?
Yes, the price is still very good right now. I forget exactly how much it is.
Uh-huh.
But it stayed pretty consistent this year.
Yeah.
You know, it could change in the new year, but yeah. We're trying to keep it as consistent as possible.
Yeah. Well, I think it was like 38 or something like that. It was really, really a good deal, because not only are you getting the oil changed like you're supposed to, but you're also getting your tires rotated, and they're checking on just about everything else that they possibly can check on during that whole session with your vehicle, and you walk away just feeling like you're driving a new vehicle. I mean, if it drives better, of course, with oil in it, new oil, and when you change the tires, you get the rotation on there too. It's like, hey man, this is grabbing the road a lot better. Of course it is.
Right. Oh yeah. And like I said, they do a great job of recommending stuff that needs to be fixed. Might not need to be fixed right at that time. They give you a heads up, like, hey, check your brakes, check your tires, all that stuff. And it's truly a pretty quick process. But if you do have to spend a little bit of time in our dealership, in our lobby, especially right now, we got the college bowl games going on the TV. So if you need to get your car fixed, but you don't want to miss a football game, we'll make sure we get that football game on for you.
Yeah.
And we try to make it a good experience. Like I said, come have a conversation with us, and we'll, you'll have a good lobby experience with us for sure.
Speaking of your lobby, I've seen people come in just to say howdy. They might not be looking for a car that day.
Right.
But it might be a few months down the line. But they feel that comfortable. They come in and say, hey, what's new? What's going on? How you doing? It's a neighborhood place,
Right. They'll come in, get a cup of coffee, have a good conversation.
Yeah.
And like I said, might not be getting anything done that day, but they just want to check in, because that's part of the relationships that we build.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
It's very comfortable. It's like I said, it's a family atmosphere. It's a good time to buy cars for sure.
Indeed, you do. And now, once again, you're out there on Highway 75. The road's been fixed out there.
The construction finally
is
done.
Isn't that sweet?
It is pretty sweet. It was much needed. It was a little annoying, to be honest with you, whenever they were working in front of our dealership. But like I said, it was much needed. We were patient with it. And now it's great. So no excuses to not come by now.
That is smooth as glass out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in that area.
Oh, yeah. You can't find a better road in Bartlesville for sure.
After everybody's going, rah, 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 kind of cursing it, it's like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Right.
You don't have to worry about dust getting on your vehicle right as soon as you fire it up to take a test drive.
Oh, yeah. And that was the hard part for a few weeks is, we would take cars to get down and get detailed. And by the time it would get from detailing back to us, it's like, well, it got a little dirty. Sorry. Yeah. Like,
check out with those guys with the big truck.
Right.
What are you going to do? You can't do much after, but it's over. It's all good now.
Right. It's all good now. So, it's a good way to bring in the new year is, there's no detours to getting to our dealership now. It's all taken care of.
Oh, goodness sakes. Brad was driving his old car to work.
Yep.
Because of that. He's had that around since, the 70s?
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. But he still drives. I mean, he'll joke about it.
Yeah.
But I've seen him act. He drove it to the Boys and Girls Club.
He did.
He proudly drove that there.
Yep.
He loves that thing. Just another way to show you that it doesn't matter what you buy from the Dungeous family of autos.
It works.
You take care of it, it's going to work for a good long time, just like it does.
Yeah. I also wanted to bring up something I didn't bring up last time is, whether you're buying the car, cash or whatever, or however you're buying it, consider, financing with us, because our rates are very competitive with everyone else out there. Uh-huh. Our finance department on both sides, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, are very competitive. It helps you, if you have no credit, we'll try to work you as much as we can. If you have low credit, we'll try to work you as much as we can. Because we know unexpected events happen sometimes, and sometimes you just need a new vehicle.
Yeah.
So we try to, go through the process and help you secure as much as we can.
Yes.
Because our goal ultimately is to help you go through the purchasing process and solve your transportation issues, with as much help as we can do.
And you do have so many people, not only the person who's going to help you, you got Michelle and Bruce and everybody else there that's going to take care of you on the other end of the deal in order to make sure you do get the best price you can get.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, Michelle's incredible. She really is.
And numbers just fly through that woman. I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen anyone in my life be able to juggle as many things as she juggles and everything still be smooth.
Yeah, she didn't sweat. She didn't get all excited or anything. She goes, "Oh, here, I think this will work." Oh, yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, she truly can carry
calm
on.
Character.
She can carry on two or three conversations at one time and retain everything that's coming in and get everything done. Like, to me, it's like, hey, I got the one-on-one conversation. I'm good. Uh-huh. I can't balance two or three conversations at one time.
So. Does it with no problem. That's why she's there.
That's why she's there. She does a great job. She's truly holds everything together there, and you know, we're very lucky to have her for sure.
Indeed. What else we got going on down there at the Dungeons Family of Autos? I know we can go online and do some things before we hit the lot.
Yep. So like I said, our website's designed to provide an easy and convenient way for you to research the right vehicle for you. You know, we service, we provide service for pretty much anyone in the country, like we talked about. But, you know, we like to, you know, have Bartlesville, you know, Tulsa, Skytook, Owosso, Collinsville, Nowata, Pawhuska, you know, go up to Independence, Coffeyville. But like I said, we, wherever you are in the country, if you want to buy a car, it's very easy using our website. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, you know, quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And like I said, we have helpful professionals that are experts in sales, service parts, detailing, accessories, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. That's truly there for you and there to help you out as much as possible.
You know where I'm seeing the Dungeons stamp a lot? On my way to Joplin, Missouri. As soon as I hit that Missouri line, it's like, where did all these Dungeons trucks come from? It's like, okay. Well, some of them are from Kansas, some are from Arkansas, but a lot of them are from, you know, Veneta in that area. Kind of zinging over in there. But they all come to Bartlesville, or they go online, and they get their Dungeons products, and then they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. We delivered a car the other day to Little Rock, Arkansas.
I bet.
So it's just crazy to see. You know, people, that's, you know what, 4 or 5 hour trip minimum, mm-hmm. and people are like, hey, like, let's go, I want this truck. You know, like, it's truly a good experience.
It is, you know, it's an interesting time, but the way that we're finding ways to make it work is really, truly amazing. And to see the satisfaction, to see the smile on the buyer, that's worth money in the bank right there, is seeing their satisfaction with it all.
Well, especially with, you know, everything that's going on in the world the past few years, you know, people have been, you know, a little stressed out, little, you know, things have been going, you know, not as planned. So to be able to have, even if it's just a 5 minute moment with a customer, see them smile and see them happy and, you know, see them not worried about all that stuff that's going on in the world right now. It truly is on the inside. It's a great feeling for me personally. And I know everyone else at our dealership loves being able to provide that for the customers.
Well, Paul Harvey, it's great to have you in the community. You've been here now for a little bit, a few months anyway.
Yep, been here for about 6 months now, and we you know, truly enjoy it. And you know, we're looking forward to 2022. I think it's going to be a good year for everyone in Bartlesville. I think, you know, I know I speak personally from the sports side of things. You know, Bartlesville High School had a great end of the semester, and you know, they're hosting a tournament coming up January 6th, 7th, and 8th at Bartlesville High School. So if you guys need something to do, you know, go check out the high school kids. You know, they've been working hard to be able to provide for their school and, you know, support their school. So, you know, if you need anything to do, go check them out. You know, Oklahoma Westland opens back up on January 4th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have some great sports in town, some, you know, some great colleges, great schools. And if you have some free time, go support them and go check them out.
Indeed. And that's what this town does. We do support the home teams, plural. Whether it's the Indians, whether it's the high schools, or even our Wesleyan University teams, because, you know, they've been on the national map here a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. The boys are ranked number 4 in the country right now.
Our soccer teams went to the Nationals a year or so ago, but my goodness sake, so it's all cool. Hey, Paul, thank you very much, and a happy new year to you and your wife and your little one there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
And a great new year to the Dungeons Family of Autos.
Oh, yeah. We hope everyone has a great end of 2021 and a fantastic start to 2022. You know, we appreciate everyone, and like I said, now you know the rest of the story. Come buy a car.
Thank you, Paul Harvey, and good day.